I'm Dr. Gutierrez. I'm a clinical assistant professor at University of Illinois. I'm going to go over with you guys how to do a latent exam. Here, Gina is going to help me. The first thing that we need to do is get a history as far as the current problem and previous problems with the musculoskeletal apparatus. In other words, you know, if there anything has been wrong, any issues with the animal. Once we got the history taken, information on current and prior medication, we begin our lameness exam, our actual physical exam. What I do is I start with the forelimbs. I palpate the neck, palpate horse's back, and then I move to the hind limb. So I begin with the foot, looking for conformation, any imbalance that might be there. The next step would be to use the hoof testers to palpate the actual feet. Since feet are so hard, we can't use our fingers, so this is the, what farriers and veterinarians use to test both feet. What we wanted to do is make sure that the horse does not have any sensitivity, any reaction. That's basically what we look for in case of foot abscesses, sole bruises, or punctured cracks or trash, such as an example. Once we finish with the hoof testers, then we're going to palpate the rest of the limb. And you can do that with the leg down or with the leg up. I do it with the leg up. I'll go ahead and palpate all the tendons, joints, bones, and ligaments. Assess the range of motion of all the joints, of the lower limb and upper limb. Palpate for any soreness that the horse might have along the back. And the sacroiliac area, gluteal area as well. And then I move to the hind limb. We're gonna look for any effusion, any increased amount of fluid that the horse may have in joints such as the stifle, the hock, fetlocks or ankles. Again, we're gonna use our hoof testers. Looking for any sensitivity that the horse might have. Once we're finished with our hoof tester, we're gonna palpate the rest of the limb. It's easier for me to do it with the leg up, so I'll pick up the leg, and again, I'll look for any sensitivity, any soreness, increase in size, lumps, and things like that along the distal limb, so I'll palpate bones, ligaments, and tendons. Assist the range of motion. Horses with osteoarthritis will have decreased range of motion and they'll have increased amount of fluid within the joints, and that's basically what we look for with our latent exam and our physical exam. Once the physical is done, we'll move on to the dynamic portion of the latent exam, which consists in having the horse jog up and down.